Then I'm in a Bell Huey helicopter just strafing the fucking crowd. I swear to God. At night when I can't sleep, I just imagine. Would I come up from behind the speakers? Who set would I attack during? The Who's? Hendrix? Would I use air-to-surface missiles? Would I just use the machine guns? How would I do it? Ah, oh, I hate hippies that much. Why do I hate them so fucking much? And I finally realized why I hate them so much. I grew up in Northern Virginia, specifically a city called Sterling, Virginia. And everyone in my neighborhood either worked for the government, like my parents, or they were ex-hippies that had a couple of kids at some outdoor festival somewhere. Oh, look, man, we fucking had a baby. And then decided to move to the suburbs and raise their fucking hippie kids. So all my friends had hippie parents. And I was so fucking envious of them. Because they got to stay out all night and watch X-rated movies on HBO, and their parents would get them high and take them to concerts. Holy shit! My parents are like, well, it's 9 o'clock, champ. You got soccer practice tomorrow. Fuck you, Dad! I was so fucking angry all the time. I wanted to get as far the fuck away from Virginia as I possibly could. My parents were so goddamn square. The most recent album they owned, the Goldfinger soundtrack. I'm not kidding. That was their most recent album purchase. The Goldfinger soundtrack. This John Barry stuff rocks. I don't know what you're talking about with your Led Zeppelin and your Black Flag. This is wonderful. Fucking dicks. Oh, I was so angry. I could not wait to get as far the fuck away from Virginia as I could. And indeed I did. Traveled the world, became a comedian, had a very fun bohemian life. I read William S. Burroughs and Jack Kerouac and Harlan Ellison. That was the life I wanted to lead. And all of my friends that had hippie parents, you know what they did the minute they got out of high school? Got married, had kids, settled down, moved to the suburbs. Because secretly, they hated their parents. Because their parents were fun, but they were very irresponsible and kind of scary in a way. Like, hey, I signed us all up for belly dancing lessons, and I had to sell your beds because I forgot to pay the mortgage, man. So fucking heavy. I don't know what's going on. And then they grew up to be the fucking strident, self-righteous, ruining everything parents. Stickers on albums and taking toys off the market because some dumbass kid choked on some part of it or something. And I grew up to be fucking cool because I hated my parents so much. Thank you, Mom and Dad, for being... Listen, if you get married and have kids, it is your duty to become the most square, boring, hateful parents on the planet. It is your duty. If I ever get married and have kids, I'm going to be the most boring motherfucker on the planet. My kids are not going to hear about any of my cool shit. They're not going to know that I was in Magnolia or on Mr. Show or I performed at Lollapalooza and hit on Kim Deal, was on Whacked Out My Brain on Ecstasy. They're not going to hear any of that shit. They're not going to hear any of that shit. The most recent album I'm going to own, Phil Collins' No Jacket Required. That'll be the most recent CD. I'll display it prominently. Phil Collins is wonderful. Fuck you, Dad! And then I will smile quietly to myself. Because I just saved the future.